Welcome to the Legacy Podcast. I'm Chris Wilmerding, your host. The show is a series of conversations with business owners about their beliefs and values and which beliefs and values they want to share with the next generation. If you want to be a guest on the show, simply wait until the end of this 20-minute segment and we'll provide a link. Simply sign in at that point and we'll be in touch with more information. Now, let's get on with the show. Hi, I'm Chris Wilmerding, co-host of Legacy Podcast, and today's guest is Perna Correll of K&A Engineering Consulting. Perna, welcome.
Thank you.
It's really good to have you on our show, Legacy. And Legacy is all about figuring out why people do what they do. So that's today's topic for you. I'm even rhyming today, so it's really good. Tell me a little bit about K&A Engineering Consulting, and I think I can guess what you do, but let's go from there.
Yeah, K&A Engineering Consulting was started a little over 4.5 years ago. We're heavy Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, now slowly growing Midwest and West engineering and consulting practice. Our focus is power, utility, and renewable energy clients. We do detailed engineering for their infrastructure, like power transmission line, distribution lines, substations, generation assets for them. We also provide management support, project management, construction management support for those clients. And we're one of the fastest growing companies in Northeast now. So
I can imagine. I mean, you've got a lot of wind at your back right now, so to speak. when I was looking you up a little bit, learning more about your business, energy transmission comes across, screaming across. And so obviously that's a very hot spot. So there are other firms that do this type of thing. What's special about your firm?
Yeah. So, one of the things that we early on, realized and decided that the only way we can disrupt the market is to bring something new and something better in the marketplace, right? So if you look at our tagline, big firm ability, small firm agility, even though we're a little over 250 employee company, we compete with big firms anywhere from 1,000 employees to 100,000 employees consulting businesses. So our strength has been agility. We bring agility to our business every day. Everything we do, agility is very important for us. We respond to our clients' requests in no time. Our core values, if you look at our four core values, one of the core values is client-centric, employee first. So it's all about client and employees. And those are the only two things that matter to us. And we really focus and practice those every day. That's been our main differentiator, and that's been our success recipe, I guess.
So, Perna, that's obviously a really good approach. But what worries me about that is you're in hyper growth, and your business is going to, at some point, you're going to get a lot more employees. How do you maintain that culture?
Yeah, like I said, that's why we made those very high priority core values. We have 13 behaviors, driven from those core values. It's all around those client-centric, employee-first, servant leadership, and K&A cares. Those are the four core values of K&A. So as we grow the company, culture becomes very important part of what we do every day. So it starts from hiring, growing our employees, mentoring, teaching. We are not going to grow by compromising our core values and those culture. That's very important for us. So as company grows, that's the focus, to maintain the culture, to really live by the core values. So we're very disciplined around that. We check each other as we grow, and I think we're pretty confident that we can maintain that as company grows.
So you'll keep the culture, and sounds like you've got that well under control. But just imagine for a moment, how many employees do you have right now?
It's about 250 employees.
Wow, that is fast growing. So just say that you've got 1,000 in 2 years, 3 years. What comes with that inevitably is bureaucracy of some kind, right?
It does, yeah.
So how are you going to tackle that? Because that's going to make your nimbleness more difficult, right?
It is, absolutely. And it's no different from going from 10 employees to 250 employees. There are companies out there, even with 250 employees, they got a lot of complicated processes. That's why the growth for them has been challenging, you know. But for us, every process and system, yes, you need to have a process and systems as company grows. You cannot run like, you know, small business anymore, right? But as we design our processes and systems, we always challenge ourselves. Are we compromising on our core values? Are we compromising on our agility? Because if any process that compromises our agility, let's think about it. Let's make sure that it does what it's supposed to do. So that's been our mantra for the last few years. You know, even when we went from 15 employees to 45 employees in first year, 2 years, to 90 employees in first 3 years, to almost 200 employees in first 4 years. Now we're 240, 50. We're still practicing the same thing every day.
Well, so I'm so glad to hear that you've got that addressed. But an engineering mind like yours, if you didn't have that completely wrapped up, then that would be a little bit of a head scratcher, maybe.
It is very hard, not easy, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So many successful business owners like yourself can point to a story or a time way back when that put them on this current path of success. Do you have a story for us to share?
I'm sorry, can you say that question again?
Well, so many successful business owners can point to a turning point or an experience, good or bad, that's put them onto this current path of success. Do you have a story yourself, or, you know, how'd you get here?
Yeah, so I do have a pretty interesting story, but it's very long, but I'm going to summarize this, right? So, you know, growing up, you know, I grew up in I was born and raised a small country between India and China, so called Nepal, right?
Sure.
So a country of Mount Everest. You know, I was not born in a very rich family, right? It was a small business owner in Nepal, right? So growing up, I had some sense of entrepreneurship looking at my parents. You know, early on, you know, I kind of decided to get into entrepreneurship route in my life. When I was really young, I lost my father, and our family went through really, really bad hardship, right? During that tough time, and it lasted very long, like almost several years, the hardship for our family. During that tough time, that made me strong and really, made my mind strong about doing something big in my life. I got to do something big. I know I've seen rock bottom in my life now, but I got to take this to next level up. So whenever I get opportunity in my life, I'm going to take every opportunity and really do something big and amazing in my life. And that has always been ingrained in my heart and brain. And that's what I've been living since then. So, and then as I got out of that mess, one thing that I always, you know, felt is entrepreneurship is the only way I can make big difference in my life. Just by working for somebody else or doing something else is not going to really give me that. That's something I wanted to do big, right? So I felt like entrepreneurship is the only journey that I need to get on to really achieve that dream of doing something big in my life.
So doing something big, but let's go back to that a little bit, Perna, because you're obviously the death of your dad and the impact that had on the rest, you and the rest of your family, was profound. But what is it about that experience that inspired you to do big things? Because that's not necessarily a natural cause of that.
Yeah. So one thing that I think that was the time, you know, I was like 19, 20 years old, right? So while going through the tough time, I had to face a lot of bad experiences, right? Like not having enough money to do day-to-day stuff, right? Getting humiliated within friends and family circles. All those bad experience kind of accumulated during that several years. And then I felt like I hit the rock bottom during that time, right? Like mm-hmm. couldn't do a lot of stuff that we used to do. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I lost a lot of things in my life. So how do I get that back? How do I get that back? Not only get back, I need to really take this to really next level so that, one, I will recover what I lost, what we lost. And not only that, I want to do even more. I want to show that to the world that humiliated me, treated me in a wrong way, that, hey, I can do something big and important for the community that I was born and raised, for the humanity that I was surrounded by. Not only that, I should do something very important and really make an impact on people's life.
That's great.
Just to recover from that loss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was something that really helped me shape my mind early on.
Yeah, that's great. So I want to go back to something we talked about, which is what's special about your business. I want to make sure that I'm not missing anything. When you think about your competitive advantage, aside from your culture, and how much time you focus on the culture that leads to how you interact with your customers, is there anything else that really makes your business absolutely unique? Is there something, here's another way to ask the question. Is there anything, is there one thing that your business does better than 95% of its competition?
Yeah. So again, in our industry, this is not a new industry. This is a very mature 100 years old industry, right? They're
yep.
a whole bunch of consulting firm. They work in this space. But what we're doing, which is probably unique from a lot of other companies, we started integrating technology into into what we do every day. So what technology does, it's an AI platform, right? What it does is it actually reduces the working process for these major projects and really automates a lot of these processes and procedures and helps save money for our client and makes it really, really better for them, right? So that's another thing that brings, makes us unique in the marketplace. We're not just a traditional engineering firm. We integrate our technology into what we do. And we're constantly investing into the technology and really looking at how can this make our clients' life better and easier every day, right? Just to talk about business, we are one of the fastest growing and leading company in the renewable energy studies. Our team does, we completed probably 1,000+ projects in the renewable space in last 3 years.
Yeah.
So because of that strength we have, the bench strength in the renewable space, which I think we're the best and the fastest growing, is our competitive advantage as well. Plus, we have an office in Nepal. Yeah. About 30 employees are in Nepal. So what that does is that makes us work around the clock. While we're sleeping here, they can pick it up, and when they're sleeping, when US time can US time.
Yeah.
Can pick. So the speed comes into the picture, and then the technology and our agility and culture are the recipe for our the growth that we've been seeing for the last several years.
That's great. That's a great summary, and I appreciate it. I know the audience is going to appreciate how you laid that out. It's not just one piece, and I love the incorporation of AI. I know that's the buzzword or words, but something tells me that. That's not just talk for you. You've put stuff.
We have our own platform. We have our own proprietary platform.
Yep.
It's all AI based. Yeah.
Yep. That's going to add a lot of value to your business, I imagine, or it is already. So what's the single best business decision you've ever made?
To start this journey. Yep. So I used to work for, one of the biggest engineering firms in the country, actually global company. I was doing really well. I used to run their West Coast division. A lot of potential growth opportunities there as well. And it was a very hard decision.
Yeah.
But I wanted to kind of go do what I always dreamed of doing. And that was, in my opinion, in my mind, I feel like I made a best decision there, you know.
What was the one thing? Okay. So that's your best decision. What's the one thing that made you nervous when you pulled the ripcord and left your old employer? Well, I mean, what was the one? I mean, I'm sure you had 45 concerns, but what was the number one where you go, oh gosh, that's the one that I fear most?
It was not easy. It took probably like a year to really get to that point. Because like I said, I was running, I was a director of operations for a major company and a path to get to the next level very soon to run their national practice. The biggest thing was, gosh, I have this lucrative job, pays me really well. I have a great lifestyle. Now I'm going to leave these and go do something that I don't even have a contract. I don't even have anything with me right now. I'm just going to go, knock on doors, and who knows when I'm going to get work. So it was not easy. Trust me, it was not easy, but I just had to do it.
So was it the fear of acquiring, if I leave and I set up shop, I'm not sure where I'm going to find my first customers or clients.
That was the tough one. Yeah. And not only that, I may be able to find my first customer, but at what point am I going to make the same amount of money that I'm making today and really live the lifestyle that I want to live? And I don't want to lose my lifestyle, right? That was the fear. Because, you're making really good money, in corporate settings, so nice salary, nice bonus, all the perks and all that, right?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you're on the street knocking on the doors. You're starting from scratch. So that was the fear. And I lived through those moments. It was not easy to start. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Interesting. So before we talk and dig a little bit deeper on legacy, because I know we touched on this earlier in the conversation, which freedoms would you like more of and why?
So, obviously financial freedom at a certain point, right? At a certain point, that's what I'm aiming for. But it's not just the money only what drives me, right? What drives me is growth and really making impact on people's lives. We created 250 jobs that didn't exist 4.5 years ago. We helped 250 families right now, right? Even during the COVID time, we hired probably 100, 120 people during COVID time, like in 2020 and until now.
Wow.
So that's just what I love doing, growing the practice and really making an impact on people's lives. And definitely financial freedom is what comes in my mind.
Yeah. So when it's all said and done, and we talk, obviously the title of this podcast is Legacy. When it's all said and done, what's the one thing that you want to be known for in your legacy?
Yeah, so one of the things that drove me to do something here in the U.S., especially in this industry, is, I worked for big corporations for many years, right? Almost 15 years, 13 years, I forgot. In the U.S., went from one company to another company to another company. There's always a wave, there's a hiring wave and then layoff wave, hiring wave and layoff wave. So, and then one thing I realized throughout my experience is the people who make things better or who make the difference, right? They're always considered commodity. They're like, oh, we can find people. No, not a problem. But without people, there's no business. Without people, there's no company. There's no community, right? So losing that focus on people made me very unhappy during my career. I'm like, we're going to do something. It's all about people. It's all about customer and employees. It's all about them. Really creating a company with a strong culture around people, people first, and really living those values as company grows. And we also have our fourth core, core value is K&A cares. So as company grows, we give back to the communities that we live in and do business, right? So it's all about creating happy people, happy working place, happy communities. So, the vision, we're going to continue to grow. We're going to grow globally. We're going to be a really big company, but by living and maintaining the core values. So the goal is to really create happy employees and happy communities. That's the legacy we want to live. It's like, all right, when people think about us, people think about, oh, that's where people are happy. They make people happy, either client or employees or communities.
What a great goal. So the question is that comes from that is to what extent did your experience growing up impact or how did it impact? I mean, I think I know the answer, but I want to hear from you. Growing up in Nepal, your dad dying at a fairly young age. You talked about humiliation. Is there a connection there between the legacy that you want to live, a direct connection, and that experience?
Yeah. Again, like I said, a couple of things. One, when you go through the hardship, when I went through the hardship, I myself and my family, my mother and my siblings know what it is to go through those type of tough times. It's one thing to just say when you live that every day, morning to night, every day for several years, I'm talking 5+ years, then you realize what happiness means to your life. And not only that, when I was growing up in Nepal, especially in Nepal, getting jobs and being treated by employer was horrible. Like people treat you like a slave, over there, right? When you work for somebody else. We're just trying to create that company. It's all about you. It's all about people, what I'm saying? And really giving back to the communities, bringing smile to people's face, it's all about that, right? So, to answer your question, yes, that's where it started. How do we make people happy by creating something that was never done before, So that's the motivation. That's the drive.
And of course, that works in your favor by being a good guy who actually cares about your colleagues and treats them with respect. They're going to want to be around longer. They're not going to leave their, just like you did. They're not going to become disenchanted. They're going to want to stay with your firm.
I imagine. We just did a best place to work survey. One of the organizations that I forgot. 91% of our employees voted the best place to work for.
Yeah. Wow.
And our team is not going to stop at that. Now we're looking at other 9% why they didn't vote. Yeah. So they're trying to
find that.
So of course. The goal is, like I said, get to that point and stay at that level forever.
As we wrap up this interview, which has been great, I'm really excited to share your story with our audience, Perna. I often ask this question because members of our audience are listening to Legacy for a reason, right? They're not just kind of, there's something going on emotionally, but I suspect that one of the things is that they want to think about their own legacy and their own imprint on the world. So what specific actions or steps can you share with our audience to help them build a lasting and meaningful legacy?
Well, first of all, you have to really define what you want to do. My suggestion is everybody has their own story in their lives. And same story may or may not work for everybody else. So don't just copy what other people do because you're going to get lost. It has to be your own journey, own path. Again, entrepreneurship is something that I always enjoyed. I love what I do. I see a lot of meaning to it. Yeah, money's always there, but money is not the only reason I started this. But it doesn't need to be entrepreneurship only. It could be anything else, you know, like innovation. People, you know, innovate, research and develop new ideas, new technology, new concepts, you know, community engagement is another legacy people can create. But it has to be your idea. It has to come from your heart and really believe in that and work action. You know, action is the only way you're going to make things happen. You can always have ideas and talk about it. Unless you act, you're not going to move the needle. So the action matters. And believe in yourself is very important. You know, you can't just say, oh, I don't know, I can do that. You know, he did it because he worked for a big company, all that. No, we all have our own journey and we all have our path. So
actions, specific actions associated with your unique journey.
Yes, your unique journey and action. Because I've seen a lot of my friends and family members, they've been talking about the same thing for years, tens of years. It just becomes dinner table discussion. And after that, it goes away. Yeah. But if you're really serious, first think, you know, you got to think again, but act. If you act, then you get to the next step.
That's great. Awesome. Pranab, before we sign off, I just want to mention that if you want to be a guest on our show, Legacy Podcast, please go to www.businesslegacypodcast.com and book your interview there. Thank you so much, Pranab. Pranab Karel, K&A Engineering Consulting. I think you're out of suburbs of New York. Is that right?
No, Denver. I live in Denver. Yeah.
Well, what do I know? Must have been. Well, anyway, out of Denver. Pranab, thank you so much for being a guest on our show. I'm so excited to share your story with our audience. And good luck with your continued success.
Thank you, sir. Nice talking to you.
Thanks for listening to the Business Legacy Show. If you're a thoughtful business owner who would like to be a guest on this program, please visit businesslegacypodcast.com/guest. That's businesslegacypodcast.com/guest. Now, if you got something out of this interview, please share this episode on social media. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. If you do that, tag us with hashtag Business Legacy Podcast. Again, hashtag Business Legacy Podcast. Each month, we scour Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We pick one winner from each platform, and you get crowned king or queen of that social media. What do you win? We're going to promote you and your business to our audience of over 150,000 people totally free. Now, can you hook us up in your podcast player right now? Please give us a thumbs up or a rating and a review. We promise to read it all and take action. We believe that a person's legacy is the most important thing someone can leave the next generation, and your feedback helps us fulfill our mission. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button. You know why? Because every week for 15 minutes, you are going to be inspired and motivated to leave a lasting and meaningful legacy. My name is Chris Womerding. Let's connect on the socials. You'll find all the stuff we're doing at businesslegacypodcast.com. Again, businesslegacypodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being part of the Business Legacy Movement.